KCUR's Christy Garten visited Joni Cobb at Pipeline, which is essentially a boot camp for entrepreneurs here in Kansas City. And she brought back this audio postcard. Let's give it a listen.
With a recent Forbes.com article headline touting 11 reasons 2014 will be a breakout year for women entrepreneurs, one has to wonder, how does Kansas City stack up when it comes to supporting these women entrepreneurs? While there are no studies that specifically assess the status of women entrepreneurs in Kansas City, the entrepreneurial community overall has grown, especially since the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce set a big goal of becoming the nation's most entrepreneurial city in 2011. One of the many female faces driving this movement is Joni Cobb, CEO of Pipeline.
We are a fellowship, and our model was designed because back in 2006, when we very first started putting pen to paper, it was, what are we doing to actually support the founders of these high-growth companies to get them to as far as we could in terms of their growth without them having to move to the coast or what have you? And how do we support them for the long term so that they start more than one company, they become angel investors? So it was very much focused on the entrepreneur.
Each year, Pipeline selects 10 to 12 entrepreneurs who go through a year-long business leadership boot camp of sorts, with workshop modules, mentoring, and networking as key components of the program. And while they're not specifically focused on supporting the entrepreneurial dreams of women, the organization is a host of local resources that women are tapping to help grow their businesses.
Because there's a super wonderful community that is really ready to help entrepreneurs succeed. And I'd like to think, especially in the area of female entrepreneurs, like, there's really a desire. I mean, if we see an entrepreneur that's a female that's really driven to build something big, I think there's so many people that want to see that happen that there's, you know, I'd like to think even more resources out there.
Alicia Harold, founder and CEO of MyEdMatch, an online job matching website that pairs best fit teachers and schools, was recently selected to the 2014 Pipeline Fellows class. Alicia says she is most excited to tap that group of cheerleaders.
For me, one, it's just a peer networking group, so it's so hard for both friends and family to understand what you're going through as an entrepreneur, as you're, you know, you've taken the big leap, you've started this company, and it's just someone that you can turn to that's been there before. So being able to share that and the resources that the peers themselves from the former classes have been able to bring, even this early on, has been pretty exceptional. And then I think what I'm hoping is that our company is at a point where we've had some early traction, but we're really trying to scale this and to grow across the U.S. And so as we look to do that, just hoping to benefit both from the local mentors and then the national advisors as well.
Cobb, herself a female entrepreneur, got started with Pipeline when it was just an idea sketched out on the back of a napkin. But it was not her first experience at being an entrepreneur, having founded a public affairs consulting business after leaving the legal field.
I started my consulting when I was recently divorced and I had two little girls at home, and I was terrified at the prospect of having to put on a suit and go back and work in a corporate environment and put my kids in daycare. And it just, for that doesn't fit my personality at all. And so it was that fear that drove me in my consulting. You know, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, just like every entrepreneur, going, oh my gosh, what if this doesn't work? And I was just driven.
Having to face the stress and challenges that go along with starting something from the ground up, she was happy to find her true passion in leading Pipeline, a family she loves.
One of our entrepreneurs said it is a matriarchal organization, and I took offense to that because I'm not that much older than many of our entrepreneurs. I like to think I'm more of a big sister. But, you know, it's funny because the year that the fellows go through, so that first year, there's a little more of a fear factor with me. So it may be a little more matriarchal that year. But certainly over the years, it's more of brothers and sisters because we call each other with our issues and they help me as much as I help them. And so certainly my job is to steer the group and keep them all connected. So I think I alternate between the mother-sister hat. And maybe every once in a while, fairy godmother, depending on what they need, right?